Tomashi Jackson is a multimedia artist investigating historical and present-day disenfranchisement and displacement of people of color. Her research-based practice often interrogates local sites and highlights the untold histories of marginalized communities. When Jackson was asked to present an exhibition at the Parish Art Museum as the 2021 platform artist, she began by asking, "What's going on in the Hamptons among communities of color?" Jackson first visited the Hamptons in January 2020 and met with members of the Shinnecock Black and Latinx communities. Shortly after her visit, the pandemic lockdown forced Jackson to pivot, conducting many more interviews virtually on Zoom. As Jackson and her team conducted these interviews, they learned about the community members' hardships, issues of housing, transportation, livelihood, migration, and agriculture, and the commonalities between these lived experiences. Three themes emerged from the interviews, which are central to the project: the generational experiences of labor, the importance and sacred nature of the land, and the integral role of women in family life. Jackson processed these themes that she found through her research and incorporated them into her paintings. The painting Three Sisters on View Here incorporates images of intergenerational groups of women and addresses the importance of matriarchy in these communities, a common theme that surfaced during Jackson's conversations. For example, one of the interviewees, Richard Junie Wingfield, a community liaison and athletic coach in the Southampton School District for 35 years, spoke about the history of his family's migration and the important role women played in the resettling. He also talks about his respect for women after growing up in a family with many strong women to look up to. "Who was the most important influence in my life? The women. They were the ones. They were free. They were strong in giving strength, and they were so important to so much of the development and to so much of the community. Like on the Shinnecock Reservation, it's the women there who contributed so much of the powerful work in that community."